It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. A new study by UC Berkeley finds redlining is linked to worse cardiovascular health among Black Americans. Dr. Mahasin Mujahid led this study, and she joins us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So redlining is the historically discriminatory practice of color coding certain areas because of the predominance of Black immigrant and working class people living there, essentially deeming the red areas bad places to invest. So how did you make the connection between all of this and cardiovascular health?
It was really coming from the frustration of seeing the poor cardiovascular health that exists and the inequities that exist in cardiovascular health. I'm a proud volunteer with the American Heart Association, and there is a large campaign to try to improve cardiovascular health for all Americans. And so as an organization, there was really a focus in trying to understand the structural drivers of cardiovascular health inequities. And one of those structural drivers is structural racism. So in this study, we tried to use premier cardiovascular data, and then we overlaid the participants in the study with these historical redlining maps. And we were able to link sort of these redlined areas to current cardiovascular health for Black Americans in this study.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. It's worse among Black Americans, 30% higher mortality rates than non-Hispanic white Americans. And there's this prevailing thought that lifestyle choices play a big part in heart health. Do you think your study helps disprove that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not to say that lifestyle interventions aren't important. But what we're seeing time and time again is that the interventions that are focusing solely on lifestyle choices aren't working. It's just not getting us there for any group. And so more and more understanding how social factors shape the context of the choices that are made on a daily basis around sort of heart healthy choices is going to be an important next step so that we can come up with interventions that might actually be successful.
How could your research affect policy decisions?
Well, I think the research really highlights the importance of a health equity focus to all of the policies and solutions and interventions that we come up with. And what that means is that we need to think about how we can ensure that everyone has the best possible or possibility of attaining the best possible health, right? We cannot leave any groups behind the way that we have done historically. And so what that means is when we're thinking about policies, we have to think about how it might require more investment in groups that have been socially marginalized. And in fact, one of our other findings suggested that in neighborhoods that currently have better social environments, so less crime, less physical decay, that actually mitigated some of the impact of historical redlining on cardiovascular outcomes. So we need more examples of this kind of investment. It's going to be a really key strategy.
Dr. Mahasin Mujahid is a public health researcher at UC Berkeley. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.